What would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us tonight and every fourth Tuesday of the month on Shea Parker's Best of the Best with Angel Talk Tuesday, as the psychic angel channelers Julie Geigel, Catherine Glass, and Maggie Chula allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. Archives can be found on iHeartRadio under Shea Parker's Best of the Best. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill. Be sure to register at www.bit.ly/Angel Talk Tuesday to be included in our monthly drawing for a free psychic reading. The angels have heard your call and are here to help. Are you ready to receive? Welcome, welcome everyone. Our topic today is how to stay positive amidst the chaos. This is Julie Geigel, international psychic medium, psychic angel channeler for Archangel Metatron, and approved and certified CASA guide for the John of God experience. You can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Julie Geigel Psychic Medium. And you can find all three of us over at www.bestamericanpsychics.com. You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted the fourth Tuesday of every month. We'd like to welcome our psychic angel channelers, Catherine Glass and Maggie Chula. Catherine, would you like to say a few words?
Sure, Julie. I'm delighted to be here, and I can be found at www.catherineglass, Catherine with a K, catherineglass.com, and on Facebook, Catherine Glass Psychic Medium. I am a psychic and a medium and a channeler for spirit, and I do sessions all over the world on Skype, on the phone, and in my office in Concord, Massachusetts. I have I've been traveling lately and doing some work in California, in the Southern California area, and I'm going back in April. I have a public gallery in San Diego in La Mesa on Saturday, the 18th of April, from 7 to 9, and that information and to sign up is on my website, and another one in Woodland Hills in LA on the 24th, Friday of April, doing another gallery, and the sign-up information is all there. I also teach classes for developing psychics and mediums, and that can also be found at www.catherineglass.com.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Maggie, can we hear a few words from you?
Yes, good morning. Yes, this is Maggie Chua, and I am a psychic medium, a spiritual mentor, and a medical intuitive. I also happen to be a channel for the master teachers of the Akasha. My work, my primary work is one-on-one with people, but I do also love to teach. And I work on the Skype, I work over the phone, and my office is located in Hudson, Wisconsin. I have been doing vibrational attunements, vibrational healing during the full moon, and the next full moon is April 4th. If you would like to be a part of that, please go to my website, maggiechula.com. It's during the night of the full moon, which is April 4th, and they are absolutely phenomenal, these vibrational healings. So if you need one, come on over and join me.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Maggie. Also, be sure to register for this show each month over at www.bit.ly/Angel Talk Tuesday to be entered into a drawing for a free psychic reading. We will pull a name from our registered participants and a name from our Inner Circle member program. If you're interested in joining our Inner Circle, you can jump on over to www.juliegeigel.com to learn more, and Maggie's membership program is found at maggiechula.com. You are invited to join us for our next John of God Spiritual Healing Retreat. We're actually leaving here in 2 weeks, so it might be a little bit close to the wire here for you to actually join us for this retreat in person, but we are offering an opportunity for photo healing, or you can jump on my email list. I have a free healing list, and all of those names on my mailing list will be printed out, and they will go along with me to the casa, and I will be praying for you every day. I will be bringing the names with me, and I will be joining in the current room live with John of God, volunteering for any surgeries, any opportunities for those psychic surgeries. I'll be taking all those names along with me. And so make sure that you connect and tune in with our free healing list. Ah, wonderful, wonderful. And I am honored and blessed to be a channel for Archangel Metatron, who has come to help you connect with your own angelic team. Just being in this angelic vibrational frequency today will help you open up your own channels of communication with your own angelic team. The first step is to be open and willing to receive. So are you ready? Just say yes. And we will begin. And we're just going to begin with the singing bowl. The singing bowl helps to clear out any negative energy, helps to realign and balance that vibrational frequency so that we can truly tune in to spirit. And just take a nice deep breath as you relax. And allow this energy to move through you. And opening up to be willing to receive. Just imagine that crown chakra opening up. Your third eye opening up. Your heart opening up. And your throat opening up. And just take a moment to invite your spiritual team, your guardian angels, spirit guides, loved ones who've passed, and pets or totem animals. And imagine a beautiful circle of light surrounding you and holding you in this beautiful space. Welcome. I am Archangel Metatron. We are delighted and honored to assist you here on this earth journey. You are moving into a time of great expansion. And we are delighted to see so many of you stepping up, opening to the calling, listening and receiving the messages that you are being given. Some are very clear and direct. And others are more open-ended. But there is value in all that you are receiving. As you open more and more, tune in and align with your connection to your soul. Your soul is like a north star that guides you in the darkest of night. And as you begin to explore and become more aware of the relationship of your soul to your personality, your struggle will subside, and you will find much ease and grace in your day-to-day experiences. And feel this energy move through your being. The energy of grace and ease, effortlessness, allowing yourself to step out of your personality, out of your ego that oftentimes gets caught up in the chaos, in the negativity, in the triggers all around you. And as your attention begins to focus on ease and peace and serenity, the triggers will begin to dissolve. Your perception will begin to shift, and your incessant desire to label your experiences as good or bad, valuable or invaluable, will disappear. Releasing and letting go anything which no longer serves you. And as you let go of the fear and the worry and the overwhelm, you will find freedom. You will find inspiration. You will find joy. And joy is the prevailing energy. It is the predominant energy. It takes much fear and worry to overshadow and overcloud the joy and the love that you truly are. So with only a little bit of effort, as you reach for better feeling thoughts and better feeling experiences, as you reach for love and joy and expansion, it will instantly bring you back to your true self, your soul. Feel yourself stepping into your power. your truth. And imagine your world, your own personal space, your own personal experience, free of worry and free of fear. And imagine this personal experience that you have created for yourself, filled with unending love and joy. And that truly is the only thing that matters. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today.
Thank you, Metatron, for that message. Thank you, Julie, for that channel. And now, I am being asked to bring Lakshmi into this circle so she can share her message with us. Dear ones, welcome. What a beautiful experience you are having. Do you feel the beauty and the love all around you? This life is not a burden to be lived through. This life is a beautiful gift from your soul to you. This life is a present for you to learn how to grow and embrace the divine light of your being and share that with those around you. Now, this message does get lost easily when you step out of your sacred circle and move into working with others. When you leave your home and your safe sanctuary, and you go out into the world, you are bombarded by all these thoughts and feelings and fears that so many people are experiencing. But that does not mean you need to embrace them. That means you need to work to establish your connection to the truth and the understanding you are a being of light. You are connected to your source. You're connected to God. You are of the light, just as we are. And when you go out into the world and there are people around you who challenge your positive energy and share with you that you need to see the truth in the world, you don't have to do that. Whose truth are they talking about? They're not talking about our truth. If you're tuning in to us, any of the angels around you, any of the spring sprites that are out there in your world, if you're tuning into any of our vibrations, we don't share that with you. Whose truth are you tuning into? I'm here to say, find your truth. But if you listen to me, and this makes sense, it could help. I know and I can see you here now with me. I don't need to be physically with you to sense and feel you with me. And you also can open up and feel me with you. You don't need to see me with your eyes to know I am with you. And I am asking you, I am sharing with you, know this, at any time, wherever you are, you can change. You get a chance to go, whoa, what just hit me? Why am I feeling this way? I don't want to feel this way. I'm going to let that go. You know what? This is a beautiful world. I have a great life. Abundance is in all things. I'm going to let that go. Right now, right here, today. And you can do that. Why? Because you are in control of your life through your mind, through your thoughts, through your feelings and your senses. So we applaud you for feeling so in tune with those around you, so empathetic to their feelings and their fears and their shadows. Yes, you're being empathetic, but you are not helping them. And hear me clearly, you are not helping you. So let's disconnect. I know there are some of you who will say, oh, well, it's not as easy as just switching a light on and off. And I would challenge that and say, why? Why isn't it? And I'm not here to challenge you. I'm here to show you how it is that easy. So if you breathe in the light, breathe it deeply in. Allow it to go deeply into your lungs. Really breathe in the energy of the world around you. And exhale. Blow out all that stale energy. If you were to do that three times, breathe in and release. Breathe in and release. Breathe in and release. You just shifted your vibrations just like that. And now you are a clear vessel and you get to choose how you feel. Because you breathed in the truth, you are a being of light. And you let go of the anger and the angst and the confusion of being an earth being. Because in this time of ascension, which is true, you are ascending. In this time, it is scary. It gets confusing. Where am I today? Who am I today? But just know this. Find your anchor. Find your truth. Find and hold on to the truth that will set you free. You are connected to God. Am I right? You are a being of light. Or how could you even listen to this vibrational message? So being a being of light, you can attract the light to you with your thoughts, just like lighting a match, switching on the light switch when you walk into a room. That's how easily you can do that. And you may say, well, what about this person who is feeling low? What's going to happen to my children when I'm not here? Whoa, hang on. Are you a being of light? Can you be anywhere you want to be? Yes. So know this, those fears, those shadows, those illusions. You're sending those out to your children. You're sending those out to your friends. Cancel. Cancel. Cut. Use Archangel Michael's flaming sword and cut those cords of illusions. You are of the light. You are of God, or you would not exist. Your thoughts are powerful, and they reverberate out into the universe. So whenever you sense, feel, or know you are sharing negative thoughts with yourself, you're feeling anxious and depressed, switch that light on. And if you need help, there's any number of people who can help you with that. But seek help. It is there. Call on us. We are here. Pray and lift the vibration of your being up and know the truth. You are divine. I am divine. And together, we will reset the thermostat of your life and share. This is the golden time of light, and the light sets me free. So go into your day and know that you hold the light around you and you share that with those you love. Go now and be of the light for yourself first and then for others. It is with great love that I share this with you, and I wish you a blessed life.
Oh, thank you, Maggie, and thank you, Lakshmi. This is Catherine, and I am so lifted by that message and that energy, as I am sure you all are all feeling as well. It's that simple. Truly, it can be that simple. It's a shift of vibration, perception, frequency. And as I'm sitting here and opening myself to the Council of Light and the angelic realm, I am very aware of Archangel Raphael with me, present with all of us, wanting to convey a message to you all. Greetings, beloveds. I am Archangel Raphael. I am of the healing ray, the vibration for healing of all energies on this planet Earth and throughout the universal realms. I come to those in need specifically for healing energy, human and non-human, animal as well, plant spirits. I travel the spheres, and I bring my healing energy to all who call upon me. I am here today to speak to you all in the lightness and the love of the vibration being shared here as it ripples out through Lady Lakshmi's beautiful messages, through Metatron's beautiful messages, to remind you all that yes, you are divine. You are of that origin, that core light, that essential divinity, which emanates forth from you at all times, even when you feel you are negative, low, uninspired. Coming back to that center is key in remembering how to align with the higher vibrational frequencies. In order to do that, we must take a healing approach. Be gentle with yourself first. Honor yourself for having the courage to be, to simply be where you are here, now, on this earth. Allow yourself space to acknowledge that it took courage to come and take courage to show up each day, each moment in human form on the planet, full of emotions and feelings and fears that can come and go through your mind. By doing this, there is allowance for your human emotional experience to be present just as it is in the moment, with all of the imperfections inherent in that experience. Trying for perfection is one of the biggest potholes you fall into when experiencing low vibrations or sadness and negative thoughts in your life. Giving room for the expression of struggle is one step toward positive energy and inspiration. It sounds opposite, but in truth, in order to connect to your inner light, your center, your divine core, you must accept the darkness as well. Aligning with your dharma or personal soul work is very, very important to feel inspired and positive over the period of a lifetime. As a soul incarnate in the human experience, doing that which you feel called to, passionate about, what brings joy to your heart and mind is your dharma. It will bring you peace when you align with it. Your true nature's calling while here on earth, to find that, you must listen deeply and not dismiss those thoughts or ideas that attract you, call to you, and those natural abilities you have that you may skip over or take for granted. Small steps, one by one, can keep you positive in your life. Gratitude and love for what is right now, right here, in this moment, first. That is one step. Looking to nature, the sky, the trees, the creatures of the earth, the birds, the animals. Look to that to bring you inspiration. They vibrate with truth. They vibrate with purity. They vibrate with unconditional love, which is in truth in total alignment with the truth of your very being. The word inspire means to connect with spirit, to be in spirit or inspired, is literally spirit being breathed into you. So as you allow inspiration, inspiring, as you breathe in spirit of all that is surrounding you, all that you already are, you can't help but to feel lighter and more joyful, and thus more healed and more aligned with your true nature and your true healed self, your true perfection. Understand also that it is the energies with which you align yourself that can create imbalance or balance in your experiences. Association of energy is something to pay attention to. It's important. Who do you spend time with? Who are you listening to in your life? Who is pulling and draining your energies, perhaps? There is dark energy on the planet, yes. There are lower vibrational frequencies, yes. That is the truth of your earth at this time. It is changing. And at this time, we are in a huge boiling soup, if you will, of expansion and change and birth pangs of a new age, a new time, a golden age, where we can take the veil away from our experience and wake up and say, aha, I remember, I am that, I am. Just as Lakshmi was saying to you all, it's already here. It's a switch. It's a switch of remembering, and we are being assisted hugely on the planet now at this time with all the healing that is flooding the world to help you raise your vibration, your frequency, to remember, to awaken, to ascend, to come into the ascension that is happening. It's very exciting. It's genuinely allowed. You are allowed to lift your head out of the lower vibration, out of the proverbial sand of your existence. Do not be afraid. Do not be pulled down or distracted by the dark spots on this earth that are still raging in the boiling soup. Remember, Oh no, my focus. I am ascending. I am love. I am of the light. I belong here, and I belong in the fullness of my expanded awareness as a human, bringing heaven on earth, bringing earth out to the heavens. Imagine, if you will, a great wheel or ball rolling and filling itself with the fullness and totality of what it is meant to be. That is what the earth is coming into now at this time. Your testaments in your Bible talk about revelations and wheels of fire. It's similar to that, but those are wheels of energy. Change is imminent. Change is here. Change is now. Open your hearts, your arms, your minds. Breathe it in with great trust, for it is a scary change. It's a different feeling to be so expanded, to be so alive, so awake, and so aware of the suffering and the darkness simultaneously with the power and the joy and the light of who you really are. Let it in. Breathe it into your cells and light up that DNA, that memory of who you are. You chose this time to awaken, to be here, to assist in the full awakening of this dimension, of this planet Earth, in this universe, at this time. Be not afraid. Flip the switch. It's your choice. And embrace your courage for showing up here, now, fully. Vibrant and expecting what is here and coming. And so it is. And in honor of the Father, Mother, God, I leave you with this message of pure light and love, with all the company of heaven that surround you with every step of your journey. We are never far to support your wings. With love, this is Raphael. I fly.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. All right. Let's go ahead and take a few minutes for processing some
to
of
to come back to Earth?
Yeah. Yeah. Take a deep breath,
what?
Everybody.
Oh my God.
What was that? Oh, my God. Well,
yeah, I've had a little more time to come back than you two have.
Wow. Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, yeah, that was beautiful, beautiful. Wow. But, you know, I totally agree that right now it's kind of a we're at this beautiful, beautiful place of awakening and expansion. But yet we're still, it's like we have one foot in that awakened space and then the other foot back here on Earth, and we get pulled back and forth between that beautiful love and joy and that fear and overwhelm.
I don't know, Julie. Yeah. I think if everybody just learns to channel like we just did, like I feel right now, I don't think you'd ever feel dark again.
Well, I know. It's like sustaining
God, I just
that.
Want to stay in the bubbles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I absolutely so enjoy doing this work that
totally
I finally awoke to the fact that all the classes they've been giving me and sharing through me, and I'm trying to get them up on the website, and I finally realized they're all about channeling. They're all about channeling light. So
and that's what we're all doing, right? We're being raised our vibration, not
absolutely.
Just us three, but the planet, the world. We are gearing up to be able to channel light. Is that not right?
Absolutely. And can you feel it? Can you feel all the beings that are around you?
Most definitely. I've got this chime going on in my ears nonstop these days. It's so beautiful. I love it. And now at first I was kind of worried. It's like, okay, maybe I should go see the doctor. And then I checked with Maggie, and Maggie's like, no, this is a good thing. And now when I don't hear it, now I'm worried. It's like, okay, where are you?
We just have to remember, you know, for all the listeners of this hour today and for ourselves that, you know, we have to take that minute time, just flip the switch, as Lakshmi was saying, I think, to connect, just plug in, and it's right here. And boom, you're in it, you're in this sort of, not full enlightenment maybe, but a high frequency that attracts love and joy. I mean, I'm looking around me and everything is sparkling with light right now because we've been sitting in this frequency.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
Absolutely. And I think the really important thing to note for people too is I always encourage that, you know, this isn't a one-time shopping experience. You know, this is something that you want to get into the habit of doing on a regular basis, because the energy, the vibrational frequency that comes in with the three of us coming together to channel is a real purifying, healing experience. And when we're living day to day in our human physical self, sometimes it's moment by moment where you need to take a breath and tune inward to keep from falling down that rabbit hole with, you know, your spouse or your family or your coworkers, and to stay grounded.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Right. Because we do need to be on the earth. And yeah.
Yep. Yep. And I know that for myself, when I wake up in the morning now, I have a morning routine where I connect up and I put out my protection and I make sure that I'm in alignment with my, what I call, column of light. But it's so important. It's so important, especially now, because I'm very aware that the earth got to shift into her new vibrational alignment. It's been so much fun, but now I'm a little more unsteady because I'm more floating in the air with her. I'm very excited with this new vibration,
right.
But not everybody feels that way. They're feeling, I'm off. Oh my gosh, I'm not feeling like myself. And take that as a positive, mm-hmm. that you're a little off, but you need to find your inner strength. You need to find your inner cord, whatever it is that holds you, knowing that you're here on earth, you just woke up, this is a bright new day, what are you going to do?
Exactly, Maggie, it's true, it's that simple. It's like the gratitude, it's being aware and conscious. It's about consciousness, being conscious that I am a being, I am in a body, I'm having a human experience, I have a choice. I can sit here and dwell on all the pain and suffering and whatever it is you're feeling, anxiety, alienation, but you are not a victim to it. You do have empowerment to shift your reality. Yes, get support. Get doctors and healers and friends and teachers, but also you have power also in making a decision. Like Maggie just said, wake up and say, I'm here, I'm full of light. What, you know, and even fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I was hearing. Fake it till you make it.
Yes, I'm full of light. So if I'm full of light, what does that look like? How would it be if I acted right now that I was full of light?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and when Metatron said, what if fear and worry were not a part of your reality? I mean, to play that game when your whole, when you do feel stuck in the rabbit hole, to play that game. What if this weren't true? What if I weren't feeling like that?
Right. Who would I be without this thought? It's
exactly.
All the mind. It's
absolutely. All the mind. Absolutely. And you know, our egos, I am sensing that our egos, it's kind of like, you know, the last leg of the race, that the more that the ego becomes aware that you're changing and shifting, the harder it tries to dig in and hold on.
Yes.
So knowing that too,
that
if you're feeling like your ego's all of a sudden become really stronger, that you're kind of feeling overwhelmed with some intense emotions, that's a really great sign that you're about to break through to the other side.
Right. It's like Lakshmi smashing it, right, Maggie?
Yeah.
Right.
Smashing
Absolutely.
That ego. Yep.
Boom. Smash it. You see it all releasing. She's great, really.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I hate to sound like a hard you know what, but the truth is, guys, and I'm going to call a spade, and they're saying it, they've been saying it for ages in the quote unquote new age movements. There's going to come a point, and it is upon us, we're going to have to choose to shift. Are we going to stay in the negative reality that is Earth or the positive ascended Earth? Because there is going to be a separation, a split off for those who cannot vibrate at the frequency that we're moving into. They will have a different reality.
Right.
So you got to step up and get into the plan of, you know, who you're meant to be.
And so, Catherine, can you just expand on that for 1 second? They will have a different reality.
So absolutely. Fifth dimensional consciousness is descending to the planet, or is whatever, expanding on this planet, and we're joining a higher universal frequency.
Here
on the Earth. And
it's here now.
Yeah, it's here now. It is here now. And
it is here now.
There is a split.
It's going to come.
Right, it is here. And you will see, people, if your vibration is lifting and you are on the ascension path, you will suddenly notice a different reality. Certain people that you used to associate with are somehow not around you anymore. You haven't heard from them. They're not in your sphere of consciousness anymore. There's a change happening. And it's not that some people are bad and some are good and some are toxic and some are not. It's all choice. But there are people who will experience, and I'm sure you've witnessed, I know I have in my personal life, people are leaving the planet rapidly who don't
want to do that. That's what I'm seeing. When you say different reality, I'm actually seeing people leaving the planet because they're choosing not to
go through the change.
Yeah.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
I just have to say that we've got about 3 minutes left now.
Okay.
Alrighty. So we're going to take a quick reading for Heather. Her birth date is October 25th, 1974. Her question is, she's been feeling a sense of doom around her son, Sam. Is there something going on here, or is it her own stress that's creating this?
Can I jump in?
Please.
It is definitely her own stress. It is her stress, and actually Mother Mary is sharing that it's a universal stress that's going on for many of us caretakers, mothers, as our role is changing. Yes, her son is making decisions, and yet he has some, you know, organic medical things going on. It's hard to say this in just 1 minute, but I do want her to know, and Mother Mary's being very clear, she needs to listen to this program. She needs to understand that her attitude and understanding and expectancy of what her son can and can't do is affecting this.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
And Catherine, and then, 1 minute.
Yep, absolutely. It will shift. Maggie, thank you. Absolutely. And I see it as both. It's both her stress and partly his reality. But there's a law in acupuncture, five element acupuncture. It's called the law of mother child. Heal the mother and the child aligns and heals.
Yes.
So he is being affected by your vibration, certainly. And what Spirit is showing me with Sam is that he's on his journey. He's good. He's okay. You have to let go and trust and let him be the soul that he is to become on his journey, and understand that you can't control that. You can support it best by taking care of yourself, your own vibrational frequencies, as Maggie said, and upping and lifting that, and Sam will come along with you. And not only that, he's lifting you by nudging you into having to question this in the first place.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, girls. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening today. And be sure to tune in the fourth Tuesday of every month for Angel Talk Tuesday. If you missed the live show, be sure to listen to the archives at iHeartRadio under Shea Parker, Best of the Best, at www.iHeartRadio.com. We'd love to have you join our inner circle. Simply go to www.juliegeigel.com for more information. And Maggie Chula has her membership program at maggiechula.com. And thank you, Catherine and Maggie, for joining us today. Please remind us again how we can find you and anything else you'd like to share with us.
Okay, Catherine is www.catherineglass.com, Catherine with a K, or Catherine Glass Psychic Medium on Facebook.
And my website is maggiechula.com, and my business name on Facebook is Maggie Chula. So if you find Maggie Chula on Facebook, Twitter, wherever, that's me.
Awesome, awesome. Also, be sure to register for this show each month over at www.bit.ly/Angel Talk Tuesday to be entered into a drawing for a free psychic reading. And remember, you have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is the Psychic Angel Channelers helping you connect with your angelic team.